This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Dallas prosecutors say they're investigating the case of a white Dallas police officer who fatally shot a black man in his apartment last week. Dallas County District Attorney Faith Johnson spoke at a press conference this morning.
Believe me, we will make certain that justice is done in this case.
Meanwhile, today, the Dallas County Medical Examiner's Office ruled Botham Jean's death a homicide and said the 26-year-old died of a gunshot wound to the chest. Officer Amber Geiger was charged with manslaughter on Sunday. Those charges could be upgraded. KERA's Anthony Cave has been covering this story, and he joins me now. Welcome, Anthony.
Hey.
Before we talk about what you learned at today's press conference, remind us what's happened so far.
So on Thursday night, Amber Geiger is returning home from work, full uniform. She says she mistakenly enters the wrong apartment and allegedly shoots and kills John. Calls 911 after John's taken to the hospital and he's pronounced dead. Police took Geiger's blood test for drugs and alcohol. We still don't know the results there. They were initially classifying this as an officer-involved shooting, but that turned out not to be the case. So they handed it over to the Texas Rangers because they wanted to have that independent oversight as opposed to your traditional officer-involved shooting, which is what they would investigate internally. Since the shooting, this case has really begun to garner national attention. So finally on Sunday, the Texas Rangers, they arrest and charge Geiger with manslaughter, and she bonds out almost right away with that $300,000 bond.
And as officials have said, there are still more questions than answers in this case. What don't we know?
Definitely, and that was kind of the sentiment of John's mother, Allison, at the presser.
I have asked too many questions, and I've been told that there are no answers yet. I'm looking forward to all of the powers that be to come up with the answers to make me more satisfied that they are doing what is in the best interest of getting justice for both of them.
Well, since then, so this afternoon, the Texas Rangers, they released an arrest affidavit for Geiger. And in it, she claims that the door was slightly ajar. When she entered the apartment, she saw what appeared to be John in silhouette, and she thought he was a burglar. She shouts verbal commands at him. He doesn't respond to those, and she shoots him twice, once in the torso. According to the affidavit, it was dark, and she didn't realize until after she shot John that she was in the wrong apartment. And that's kind of when she called 911.
And there's been criticism that Officer Amber Geiger was not charged until Sunday, 3 days after Jean was shot and killed?
Yes, so the district attorney, Faith Johnson, she had to field this question multiple times at the press conference, and she basically deferred blame to the Texas Rangers and their independent investigation. So they ultimately arrested and charged her on Sunday.
Jean's funeral is later this week. He's being remembered as an active member of his church, a worship leader with a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah, so this is another one of those unfortunate cases where the way his family's attorneys described him, everyone he touched, he kind of had this warm feeling about. He was a man of faith. He was an analyst at PricewaterhouseCoopers here in Dallas, and his coworkers are obviously feeling for him as well.
On the legal side, what happens next now that Officer Geiger has been charged?
So the Dallas County District Attorney, she said today that nothing is really off the table. Now, even though we have the manslaughter charge brought forward by the Texas Rangers, murder is still an option, and she said as much today. So we don't know. It really depends on the best case her office presents to this grand jury, whether we're going to see that manslaughter charge stick or we're going to see murder or something else.